Adding to the tension of the ongoing threat of terrorist attacks and fears of anthrax spores in the nation's mail, government officials are urging the country to be on alert, but they're also telling citizens to live their lives as normally as possible. NPR's Cheryl Corley talked with people who live in the Joliet, Illinois area about changes they've made since September 11th.
Joliet is located about 40 miles southwest of Chicago, and it's thriving thanks largely to the gaming industry. Each day, hundreds of people make their way to the riverboats. At Harrah's Casino, people are understandably not talking about terrorism, unless a reporter comes asking, and then they often have a lot to say, like Kathy and Phil, who declined to give their last names.
And I worry, I says, we got to get things together, we got to get our canned goods, our water, and all that to be ready just in case.
Our gas mask. I said, are you crazy? Go out and spend $200 for a gas mask when something may never even happen? If the government knows about it, they're going to let us know.
Just a few blocks away from the casino, outside Joliet City Hall, a city worker, Doris, who also refused to give her last name, is on a smoking break with a friend. They process payments for the city, the bulk of which are water bill payments that come in the mail.
The mail issue is starting to get scary. No, we haven't felt it here on a personal level yet, but as we open thousands of pieces of mail every day,
we are.
They did send out a memo telling us to regard things cautiously. Who knows what could happen next?
Doris says city workers now wear latex gloves as they go through the mail. Joliet Police Chief David Gertis says after the first reports about anthrax contamination became public, police offered to open suspicious mail. Gertis says the calls have leveled off to about one or two a day, but people are still edgy, even in their own homes.
One gentleman was concerned because he didn't recognize the return address on something, and the officer clearly saw that it was just a Hallmark greeting card and opened it, and it was a birthday card from his sister who he forgot moved to another state. It might seem like a waste of time, but still it put this gentleman at ease, and that's what we're here for.
Gertis said the biggest concern Joliet officials have is of copycats trying to blame their actions on terrorists.
Now pull back. Forward.
At St. Joseph's Medical Center, an exercise class for employees is underway. Wellness Director Debbie Stapleton says the hospital held a well-attended seminar on coping recently. There are plans to repeat it before Thanksgiving. She says she and others are taking steps to be more aware.
It really helps being here at the medical center, having that information given to us on a regular basis. You know, signs, symptoms, education about anthrax and things like that that we've had available here.
And Stapleton says she watches the news now more than she used to.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Barbara Wallace was dropping off one of her daughters at the Joliet Park District's preschool.
I'm still going about my daily business, trying to support the country and, you know, and spending money like you're supposed to. And you know, we're looking for a car for my husband right now. But other than that, I mean, it's just being cautious, talking with their doctors, hoping for the smallpox vaccine.
And Wallace says she doesn't think her worry will go away anytime soon.
I think it's our future.
The Chicago Street Bar and Grill is a busy lunch spot for professionals who work in Joliet's downtown city center. There's a large flag on one wall. Chiropractor Steve Sandilin says he and his friends don't talk much about potential terrorist attacks.
I'm personally still much more scared to drive down a street in a car because I know that's much more dangerous than something like that affecting me. But this guy I work with, he's trying to get some of that Cipro antibiotic. But I don't think he's been successful.
At another table, Phyllis Lockwood and Rachelle Sims say Joliet residents can't be cavalier.
I think there's a risk here. We know we're at risk because of all the nuclear power stations around.
That's right.
So,
like four,
right,
in the general area. We got Argonne National Labs and Fermi Lab. I mean, just because we're in the center of the country, there's a lot more at risk here than anywhere.
And I think we might be more of a target because they would think that we wouldn't be on our guard.
So even here in the Midwest, there's a heightened sense of caution. But while many residents say they're trying as much as they can to be aware of anything suspicious, they also say they won't let the news of anthrax and potential terrorist attacks take over their lives. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Joliet, Illinois.